Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com.
One of the reasons I was glad that Keita brought Max back on the show is because Max is one of these Hollywood types that are out there that is actually regular. And he sees things and he admires things and he does things to help things out. But that's not the case with everybody in Hollywood. Right now we see big tech, and they're in this rush to take down and ban social media accounts or deplatform whole websites that they believe in some way caused the horrible rioting at the Capitol. And this is all based on fear that Joe Biden's inauguration will devolve into another riot, or that there will be riots at state capitals. I sincerely hope nobody actually shows up to this thing, to be honest with you. Shouldn't show up to it. Stay away from it. Social media platforms such as Twitter are only focused on President Donald Trump and his millions of devoted fans. They don't seem to focus on violent thoughts on the left, most prominently the Hollywood left. Apparently, their violent thoughts are never plausibly dangerous. No one could ever be incited by them, which that's always a very dangerous thought process to have. One very easy example is actor and Trump impersonator on Saturday Night Live, Alec Baldwin, who tweeted on the night of the rioting, put Ted Cruz in the stocks and throw rotten fruit and buckets of horse urine at him, then ride him out on a rail, then tar and feather him and film it for Netflix. That is still on Twitter, by the way. Freedom of speech is untrammeled for Tinseltown. And Alec Baldwin can always claim he was just joking. He claimed he was kidding on December 20, 2020 when he tweeted, "Who arrests Trump if he refuses to concede? Who drags him out? Pepper spray? Cuffs? A knee on his neck cutting off his oxygen? Does he wheeze, I can't breathe? Just wail on him, like a pinata, Rodney King style? The thug who has destroyed the country? What does he deserve?" He also claimed he was joking when he appeared on Conan O'Brien's late-night show in 1998 as the Bill Clinton impeachment proceedings were underway. Let's recall exactly what he yelled about the House Republicans working to impeach the president. "If we were in other countries, all of us together would go down to Washington and we would stone Henry Hyde to death. We would stone him to death." And the audience began to cheer and he shouted, "No, wait, shut up. I'm not finished. We would stone Henry Hyde to death and we'd go to their homes and we'd kill their wives and their children. We'd kill their families." Now, I can assure you that if Henry Hyde was watching the Conan O'Brien show, and he probably got notified of this, that probably didn't seem like a joke. Or the other Republican impeachment managers in the House. Did their wives and children feel safe? When Kathy Griffin was dismissed by CNN in 2017 for tweeting a picture of herself with a replica of Trump's severed head, Baldwin tweeted, "No one walked out of the studio and said, 'No, we're serious.' No one, but all of your gutless weasels in the GOP insisted that I actually threaten Hyde. They played the victim beautifully." Nothing happened then. Baldwin has a bad habit of indulging his violent fantasies for all to see. On the 4th of July in 2006, he took to the Huffington Post to advance a fantasy about a double murder of Osama bin Laden and then Vice President Dick Cheney. Osama struggled, swearing at me in his native tongue until I jammed a box cutter in his neck. I do it again. I gather up the body of the world's most notorious terrorist and hurl it over the balcony. Then in the final stroke of luck, bin Laden lands on Dick Cheney. As members of Trump's cabinet resigned in disgust at the Capitol riots, Baldwin retweeted actor Michael McKean. He played Leonard, or Lenny. He was Lenny of Lenny and Squiggy, for example. In addition to the other stuff he's done. He also had a stint on Saturday Night Live. McKean said, if this were Japan, there'd be a lot of seppuku instead of these chickens' resignations. So in other words, suicide by slitting their disembowelment is what it boils down to. So right now, nobody's censoring violent thoughts famous people post on social media, if they're leftist comedians. Here's what I say about talk, okay? we have now gotten to a point now where a lot of people seem to take things very literally. And this is one of the reasons I stress critical thinking. Because a critical thinker would never fall for some of this stuff. They would never be swayed by this. It would seem very unwise to them. Now, a critical thinker would get a head count, the best they could, on how many people actually breached the state capitol, or the U.S. Capitol, you know, home of Congress. They would get a head count on that, and then they would compare that to how many people actually showed up for the rally. They would look at, they'd look at a few things like how much damage was done. They would start breaking down how people were killed, for example. And they would sit back and they would make a clear, calm, logical decision based upon evidence. And hopefully they would seek the truth. And my definition of truth, which I don't know what the textbook definition of truth is. My definition of truth is, you know, elements involved in anything that are fact as we know it at the time when we know it. So they'd be trying to base their decision upon some truth they would come to. And, this right here is, this is the brassiest thing I've ever seen on the Democratic side. They have impeached the president again in the House. It will fail again. This is going to hurt what they've done on the Democratic side. I don't know if they understand this, but I mean, the Senate is not going to take this up till after the 19th, which means Joe Biden will be president and they'll still be impeaching the former president. I don't know how that works in its technical sense, but to me that's a little bit like digging up a dead body to shoot it some more, to kill it a little more. And all of this in an effort to make sure that Trump is never allowed to run for public office again. The joke's on you jokers. I mean, you guys got out there, you didn't think he could win. He's never held political office, and now he's held the biggest office. And he was consequential. And he did do great things. He did some things that were sort of, he would say some things that were very questionable. I mean, I certainly would have not have advocated some of the things he said. But his results were stellar. And now you want to say he incited violence. In the meantime, you got Maxine Waters advocating people should get in the face of everybody in the Trump administration, make them uncomfortable, surround them with a mob, you know, that kind of thing. I'm sure that couldn't be taken the wrong way. Right, I'm sure that could be taken the wrong way. You got the vice president elect who said these are going to keep on going. They should keep on going. The violence is not stopping, and it shouldn't stop. And then she went out and got money to bail them out so they could go do some more damage. And in the meantime, president makes one speech and tells everybody to go home. And this is what happens. And then now he's inciting violence. That's brassy. That's brassy. Don't worry, though. We won't forget this time. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I got a phone call. Actually, I got two. I got two phone calls yesterday from two of my sponsors because they had heard that another radio network was lowering the boom on their hosts and what they had to say. So first, let me state this categorically. At Genesis Communications, where I have happily been a member of the lineup since mid-2014, I have never been approached by the owner of the network, Ted Anderson, the program director of the network, Lee Wickenhauser, the affiliate relations man at Genesis, Adam Miller, or even my producers, Jason, Kyle. None of them have ever talked to me about what I talk about. The only concern that we have is that we stay within the FCC regulations. Genesis is sort of like a salad bar. There are literally shows for every interest and topic out there. And we've stood the test of time. But we get this, and this was about Cumulus Media. And they were, the Washington Post claimed Cumulus ordered their prominent talk host to stop supporting President Trump's claims or else. And this is coming from a Yahoo named Paul Fari at the Washington Post. He reported that Cumulus Media, a syndicator of talk radio programs by conservative icons, including Mark Levin, Ben Shapiro, Dan Bongino, had decided on an abrupt change of direction. Coming from WAPO, we get Cumulus Media, which employs some of the most popular right-leaning talk radio hosts in the United States, has told its on-air personalities to stop suggesting that the election was stolen from President Trump or face termination. Until Michael Savage retired recently, they had Savage, they had Levin, they had Shapiro, they had Bongino, I'm not sure of whoever else they may have, they probably have a few others. And these guys are monster earners for their networks, without a doubt. They are the third largest owner and operator of AM and FM radio stations in the United States and a major provider of nationally syndicated conservative talk show content. So, last Wednesday, according to WAPO, Cumulus sent a memo to its on-air hosts ordering them to cease any on-air discussions of fraud in the 2020 elections or else face immediate termination. Now, Mark Levin, for example, let's just say Mark Levin gets terminated by Cumulus. He will have a home somewhere. He definitely here. I would love to be on a network with Mark Levin. Bring the great one. He wouldn't miss a beat. And that's what makes this so ridiculous. Because talk radio is sort of a industry unto itself. Some people would consider it to be somewhat obsolete, and yet it still continues and it persists and it shows no sign of weakening. Inside Music Media, which is behind a paywall, they broke this story in an article titled "The Day Talk Radio Died." And it was quickly picked up by the major mainstream media, including the New York Times and the Washington Post. The Post summarized the content of the Inside Music Media article, saying, after months of stoking anger about alleged election fraud, one of America's largest talk radio companies has decided on an abrupt change in direction. Cumulus Media, blah, 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 blah. We needed Brian Phillips, the executive vice president of content for Cumulus, said, we need to help induce national calm now. Cumulus and its program syndication arm Westwood One will not tolerate any suggestion that the election has not ended. The election has been resolved and there are no alternate acceptable paths. But then, here comes the problem. Now, Mark Levin, I think Mark Levin is probably in the top five nationwide, and that's some very rarefied air in talk radio. He got out there and he disputed it. So he put, before he put Mark Levin at the center of the story about orders, but Levin told Newsbusters, "I never received that memo and my crew never received that memo. This story is done by a reporter who has never spoken to me ever." He said if he had received that memo, I would make sure the entire nation would hear about it. And he added, "I would like a correction and an apology from the Post, but I'm not going to hold my breath." Mr. Farhi would not comment to Newsbusters on Levin's accusation that there was no attempt to contact. Isn't it fascinating when reporters say no comment? You know? Levin also told Newsbusters that the Post was unprofessional in another story last Thursday, suggesting he somehow played some role in a protester dying of a heart attack at the Capitol. He said the Greason appeared to have an account on the right-wing social media site Parler filled with recent obscene and violent protests, fueled by misinformation spread by right-wing radio host Mark Levin, the Proud Boys, and others. And he also Levin also complained the reprobates at Mediate also used the Post story against him, and the site's Ken Meyer energetically slimed Levin and Dan Bongino as insiders of an insurrectionist mob. They also noted how Levin has been especially outspoken on decrying widely reported fraud of the November 3rd elections. Well, yeah, there's a lot of indicators that that's a thing, you know? So, you know, I don't listen to him. You guys are going to have to, if you listen to Mark, you need to listen to him. If he hasn't changed, well, then you'll know. You'll know if he got that memo or not. And the mainstream talk radio medium, of course, is represented the original, increasingly influential alternative to the leftist dominance of broadcast and print media. Conservative talk actually dates from the 50s, but in 1988, when Rush Limbaugh came along, things changed a lot. And nowadays, I mean, it is the one unfiltered thing out there that you can find. We have to stay polite. We can't say bad words. And that's okay because we're adults. We should not be having to use bad words to drive our point home. That's just a pipe dream, though. They would really like for talk radio to go away. What's going to happen, like, say, with me this year? It's already been almost my biggest year as far as gaining affiliates. And what is today, the 13th? Yeah. The nation is tuning in. So do not despair about this particular medium. We're not going anywhere. And nobody is dictating to us what we say. We will continue. We will continue to preach and slam and rant and all that other fun stuff. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As one of his first acts as president, Joe Biden said he would send to Congress an immigration bill that would offer legal status to an estimated 11 million people in the country illegally. This as a migrant caravan is making its way toward the U.S.-Mexico border. outgoing head of CBP, Mark Morgan, telling Fox News,
"You've got a combination of open border advocates that are organizing these caravans and actually encouraging and driving the immigrants to participate, risking their lives. In addition to that, you have the cartels and human smugglers that are doing the same thing. They're fueling the perception that our borders will be open."
Vice President-elect Kamala Harris is no longer in the Senate. Harris turning in her formal letter of resignation on Monday to California Governor Gavin Newsom. And you're listening to USA Radio News. President Trump is expected to issue many pardons before he leaves the White House. The president has already pardoned over two dozen people. Dr. Anthony Fauci is expressing his belief that one of President-elect Joe Biden's coronavirus goals is achievable.
100 million doses in the first 100 days is absolutely a doable thing.
The coronavirus task force member and one of the nation's top infectious disease experts telling NBC News that we're close to seeing data on vaccines from Johnson & Johnson along with AstraZeneca. Fauci also discusses a new virus mutation that's showing up across the country.
The thing we really want to look at carefully is that does that mutation lessen the impact of the vaccine? And if it does, then we're going to have to make some modifications.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com.
There is a flyer that is being circulated. It's in circulation right now on the internet urging people to attend an armed march on Capitol Hill and all state capitals on January 17th. It's framed in terms of standing up for liberty. And I'm going to beg you not to go. There's a 99.9999% certainty that this is a trap intended to give Democrats an excuse to destroy the Second Amendment and quite possibly to cordon off from society all Republicans and conservatives. If it were to actually happen, we would probably be put in a position where we would no longer be discussing rhetoric and all this other stuff. Things would then become kinetic. On the flyer, you know, it says, when democracy is destroyed, refuse to be silenced. Armed march on Capitol Hill and all state capitals. Come armed at your personal discretion. January 17th, 2021, 12 p.m., Washington Memorial of the White House. Over 200 years ago, our founding fathers fought for the rights and liberties of this nation. Do not let their efforts be in vain. Demand freedom, end the corruption, stand up for liberty.
Now, first things first. Let me explain about destroying the Second Amendment. The Founding Fathers understood that the Second Amendment pre-existed the Constitution and the form of government and any form of government. They know that. They knew that. So destroying it, I don't know how that would go. It would definitely be a quite a long haul for the left. Not to say they wouldn't destroy it. The problem with this flyer is there's no organizing group listed on the flyer, which is exactly what happened on January the 6th. Nobody organized anything. Everybody just showed up. So it was very easy for these agitators to get in the middle of it. In addition, the flyer showed up on the Parler account of someone named Kenneth Brooks with the hashtag Boogaloo. And that is suspect in itself. The Boogaloo group is a mysterious group that popped up in the last few years since Trump became president. And although it does not appear to be a large group, its name pops up frequently in the liberal media reports. And are people really that stupid to put Boogaloo in their social media posts? I guess so, yeah. There's something else to pay attention to in the poster, because if you go look for this, there's a depiction of the Statue of Liberty. There are three stars on the Statue of Liberty. They're five-point stars. And the five-point star is used by Antifa. They put this up all over the place as graffiti when Nancy Pelosi's garage was supposedly defaced by something. You saw the five-point star with the circle in it, yeah. So, at this moment, until the new lay of the land is clear, the best advice is to leave the state capitals alone, especially D.C., when it comes to the inauguration. And there are a few people that actually have some good ideas about the inauguration, like Roger L. Simon. He thinks it should be boycotted into oblivion. He says the much better way to protest the inauguration is don't show up. And when I say don't show up, I mean literally don't show up. Don't protest it in any way, not in Washington, not at your state house, nowhere. Ignore the whole thing. Don't even watch it on TV or stream it on any of your devices. Let Brett Beyer blather away all by himself or without Martha McCallum. That means no Newsmax or OAN either. Especially do not watch that virtual inaugural parade. Turn it all into a ratings disaster. I know you will be tempted, but don't do it. Not even a glimpse. Ignore this. Now, right now, today, and every day since the 6th, everybody's been practicing their Second Amendment and the right. And we should continue to do that. And there's so many logistical problems with anything they might try. We have, 16, 17 so-called constitutional carry states now? Do you think those states are just going to sit by when they say, okay, guns are banned? That they're just going to go, oh, okay, hey, everybody, pull them out, they're banned. You think that's going to be what happens? In between now and whatever does happen, you should certainly be preparing with the worst possible outcome in mind. Because I'm almost certain the logistical road would be so fraught with issues that they're not really going to go down that. But you need to keep your weapon with you. Keep it in a place where you can defend yourself with it if imminent harm or anything else comes your way. Follow all gun safety rules. And don't be stupid. And it would be exceedingly stupid to step into an obvious trap baited by Democrats, the deep state, Antifa, or some other organization that wants to end the Second Amendment in America. They would try to do it. They would try to do it. If they had another incident occur. Right now, even with the fact that there were no guns taken, as far as I know that there were some Molotov cocktails that were parked on the road, and some guy got charged with, 17 counts of weapons charges. But I'm unaware of anybody taking any guns in there because it's Washington, D.C., and none of us have reciprocity with D.C. So because we're so law-abiding, none of us took guns to D.C. One of the reasons I don't go to D.C. is because I can't take a gun. So they're already trying to blame what happened January the 6th on gun owners, which is it's stupid in the first place, period. But, you know, once again, you're on the lookout for something that's supposed to happen on the 17th of this month, a march on the nation's capital, which would be exceeding. Listen, if we're going to have to march on the nation's capital armed, we're in a war. We're in a war. And then it's not about protest. It's about fire and maneuver. It's about winning by attrition. How many of you want to see that happen? I don't want to see that happen. There's nothing romantic about doing that. But this is supposed to happen January 17th, 12 p.m., Washington Memorial, and all the state capitals throughout the United States. Don't go. Do not go. Do not think about going. Don't even watch the inauguration period. Just it's a nothing burger, especially with this president coming in. We need to be in a position first to assess what's going to happen. And we don't know what's going to happen. I'm just waiting to see if these congressional yahoos settle down and actually think about doing anything besides getting Trump, even though Trump's gone. Trump is essentially done. He has 7 days as president left. Quite honestly, if I was him, I can't believe, if I was him, I'd just leave. I mean, if it was me and I'm in this place, this is not me quitting. This is me looking at the Democrats saying, you guys want this? Have it. I can't wait to see what you do with it, because I'm not going anywhere. I'm just not going to be here day to day. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, this is a really good illustration of how dumb some of these leftist companies are. Okay, on Tuesday, Twitter left every sentient American wondering how a company so stupid could become so powerful. Twitter spent last year silencing anything that would help Trump, including accurate facts about Biden, pimping out his debauched son to foreign countries for big bucks. It then inaugurated this year by booting the president off of Twitter, followed by silencing all of his supporters. But Twitter wasn't done. Yesterday, in connection with the Uganda elections, Twitter issued a proud public policy statement about the absolute necessity of free speech on the internet, especially around elections. What an interesting development. And this is not a joke. This is real as it can be. Their tweet, Twitter public policy. Ahead of the Ugandan election, we're hearing reports that internet service providers are being ordered to block social media and messaging apps. We strongly condemn internet shutdowns. They are hugely harmful, violate basic human rights, and the principles of the hashtag open internet. Then we get earlier this week, in close coordination with our peers, we suspended a number of accounts targeting the election in Uganda. If we can attribute any of this activity to state-backed actors, we will disclose it to our archive of information operations. Then, access to information and freedom of expression, including the public conversation on Twitter, is never more important than during democratic processes, particularly elections. Then, at hashtag keep it on, we get making your voice heard to end internet. Twitter stands for the open internet. The free flow of information are more vital than ever. We're supporting blah, blah, blah. For a little context, this started because Twitter and Facebook were doing in Uganda what they did in America, using their immense power to put their jackboots on the scale to affect the election. Uganda, unlike the feckless Republicans, were not going to allow it. So, we get this on this tweet. GOP won in 2016 and had unified control of Congress. They'll end up having done less to protect the ability of their followers to speak than the government of Uganda. And we get from the government of Uganda, the president warns that the social media channels like Facebook and Twitter are not being friendly and equitable to some of the Ugandans, then there is no reason as to why we should have them operate here. So Twitter, they decided they were going to strike back. Now, you probably shouldn't be laughing right now because you probably can't hear what I'm talking about. You're probably laughing too loud. This is insane hypocrisy contained within their little tweets. Start thinking about the deeper implications of what I just told you. Now, Democrats are smart. I'm not going to deny that. Over the course of the last 60 years, accelerating in the last 20 years, and with warp speed in the last four, they have systematically moved themselves to the most powerful positions in every American institution, whether in politics, entertainment, education, the media, or the corporate world. But what we're seeing on Twitter is a problem that sometimes happens to apex predators. They get soft. Having vanquished most of their competition for the last 20 years, the leftists have created a very peculiar intellectual world. When it comes to technology and communications, they've gone all in very successfully. But, however, their other area of expertise has been victimhood. They're all victims. Even self-aware whites are victims, burdened by their painful toxicity and privilege. This kind of mindset led to safe spaces and trigger warnings and all the other ideas that started in academia and then followed graduates into the corporate and political world. So for many years now, while the leftists are perfectly happy to excoriate conservatives and the other deplorables whenever possible, they've insulated themselves from all opposing ideas and criticism. And this is extended to politics. 2016, after Hillary lost, leftists didn't engage in self-analysis. They cried about the Russia hoax for 4 years, long after even Mueller had conceded that neither Trump nor anyone close to him at all colluded with the Russians. To win the 2020 election, they made almost no effort to convince Americans that they had better ideas. Instead, they just locked everybody in their house. Destroyed the economy to increase dependence on the government, they locked their candidate in a basement, silenced any speech of which they disapproved, and copied other countries' vote fraud activity. And we have to give them props for achieving their goal. But only for their determination to achieve their goal. They cheated themselves out of a necessary learning curve. By greasing their own path for so long, they have assiduously trained themselves into the stupidity that comes with a complete lack of insight and self-awareness. And these Republican politicians and operatives blaming Trump and embracing impeachment are doing the same thing. And the Democrats' recent success has also given them a healthy dose of hubris. If they were more conversant with the philosophy of old white men, such as the wisdom imparted in the Bible, or reached by the ancient Greek philosophers, they would know that stupidity and hubris always end the same way, which is quite badly. And that's how you end up with quite possibly the funniest and most repulsive tweet ever. Twitter preaching free speech purity to the poor, benighted black folk in Uganda, even as it stands proudly on the First Amendment's grave back at home. This kind of stupid condescension is the real-world version of Ingrid Bergman's character in the classic 1974 movie. But we're not going to go into the movie part of it. We're just going to end with Proverbs 16:13, which gets the last word. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. They are so deluded now that they haven't got the capability of stepping outside themselves and looking at themselves in third person. This is, while they're out there telling us we're not enlightened, enlightenment for them is an impossibility. They believe that they can pass any bill they want to pass, any law they want to pass, and we are meekly going to go along with it. You just heard about that Yahoo at PBS who thought they, all the children of the Trump supporters should be taken and re-educated. The reason that guy got fired is not because he was saying something that they thought was out of line. He was saying something that they're all thinking. They think they could just do that. They think they could come into our homes and take our children and re-educate them so that we don't, you know, put this taint upon them. They have a lot of things in mind that they're going to try, and a bunch of them are fraught with peril for them and for the country as it stands today. But because of the things they've done and because of some of the other things they've put in place, I'm not even sure that can be slowed down. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen, and these people will be shocked with the pushback. I don't know what form the pushback is going to come in. I sincerely hope it is civil. I'm not interested in going kinetic again at the same time, simply because from my standpoint, it's going to be sort of a massacre. I mean, all of these guys that are out there saying guns are such barbaric instruments, and they don't have any. What are they going to do when they're facing some of them? If they're facing some of them, what are they going to say? Are they going to say, oh, barbarous? Famous last words? What's that going to be? So, this is the epitome of arrogance and of not being able to look, no insight, where you're claiming one thing in one part of the world and while you stand on the corpse of another, of the same thing in your homeland, if you will. We'll be right back. We're going to be joined by Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.